Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, Brianna, welcome to Absolute Radio Country. You recently played the main stage at C2C, but last time you were over here in the UK, you played on the spotlight stage at C2C back in 2022. And you were really just kind of starting out back then, weren't you?
Yeah, it was my third show ever. And I remember, like, I had no live show experience.
Sure.
And my outfit was really horrendous. And I just remember being so nervous. And then I really remember singing Narcissist and actually seeing people sing along. And, like, they started to hold up their lights in the seats that were in front of me. And I remember it was the first time I had ever felt, like, really seen as an artist. And it was, like, 15,000 people, and I'd only ever played for like a couple hundred. So it was a life shift for me, but I think it catalysted the rest of the touring.
And you know what you said about British audiences singing along? Everyone says that. How did you find it this time round being on that main stage?
It felt the same, just on a much, much bigger scale. It's crazy how quiet the arena was with that many people in it. Like, yeah. People really listen here, and I know all the artists probably say that, but it's such a shock for us because we're so used to people like yelling and talking and just being loud for the whole show. But here they really care about what you're saying, which is especially special for the songwriters, because I mean, we pour our heart and souls into these songs, and to watch them be listened to so attentively is really cool.
Well, also, you've come such a long way. We feel really lucky to have you over here,
right?
As well. But talking about songwriting, you released your album last summer, Break Up Over Breakfast. Tell us a little bit about it, because you wrote or co-wrote every song on that, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. Break Up Over Breakfast, I feel like it was the perfect debut album for me because I think it established my sound kind of as an up-and-coming artist. It's got a little bit of country, a little bit of rock, a little bit of pop. It's kind of hard being an up-and-coming artist in the music industry, and everyone kind of wants to put you in a box and try and understand you so they can promote you better. And I think with Break Up Over Breakfast, we kind of pushed the lines a little bit, and we got songs that usually wouldn't go together to go together. So we have songs like Blame It On My Broken Heart, which is very rockin', and then It's Just Raining, very honky-tonk country, and especially songs that are very acoustic, like The Rest with the Love Junkies and Girl Next Door, I wrote by myself. I feel like it touched base on a lot of just the experiences that I've had in the past couple of years of my life, which is really fun.
Country, I think it's kind of broadening, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really love your kind of rockier side, because you don't, well, we're here in the UK, we don't get as much of that, I don't think. How does it feel over in the States, in Nashville? Does it feel like more is kind of being absorbed into the country genre and it's kind of expanding a little bit?
Yeah, I think like now more than ever, I mean, I listen to all genres. I listen to different artists, and I think everyone does. I don't think everyone just listens to one artist or just one genre. And so I think that's kind of integrating into country music, and I think the artists are branching out a little bit more. But also there's artists like Zach Top and Lainey Wilson that are like strictly country, and there's like no leeway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think everyone kind of has their own lane, and I think the country music genre right now can be so many different things. And I think that's really cool for artists like me.
Let's talk about your new single, the collaboration with Sam Barber, which is doing so well here in the UK. How did that come about?
It was the first time me and Sam had ever met.
Okay.
And I was just so nervous because I loved him as a person, as a songwriter, as an artist. And I really wanted to bring an idea that was like super good so that it went well and we could do something with it. And I remember it was like a 40-minute drive to the right. And I had this title called Indigo. And I just remember trying to rhyme something with indigo. So I came up with, I used to shine bright like gold, now I'm all indigo. And he was very shy and very quiet. And I shared the idea with him. And then we kind of just started writing. And it got very deep, very quick. And it turned into this really kind of heart-wrenching song about grief. And me and Sam both never knew that it was going to do what it did.
Yeah.
And watching people kind of take this song and share their stories has been very life-changing for me, and I know it has been for Sam too, especially playing it on the main stage and seeing just thousands of people holding up their lights and singing along. It's really special.
It was such a magical moment.
I was like don't ball your eyes out, okay? You have one more chorus to sing.
Yeah, I know, it's a gorgeous song. And you played it on the Kelly Clarkson show as well, which is amazing. So what have you got planned for this summer? You're at Stagecoach?
I'm at Stagecoach. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to. I'm coming out with an album very soon.
Ooh.
It's a little bit different than Break Up Over Breakfast, okay, because Break Up Over Breakfast was heavily inspired by just my life and my life experiences. But this next record, I've been doing these things called Let Go Letters at my shows for a couple of years. And the idea is the fans can come to the show and write down anything that they're struggling with that they want to let go. And I've been doing that for a while now and just reading them and reading what people go through, especially after meeting them for 5 seconds at a meet and greet, and then after the show, reading what they say that they're dealing with in their lives. It's been really life-changing for me to understand the types of things that people go through that they just don't talk about. And it's really inspired me to write some songs, which I never thought that it would. When I first started doing that, it was kind of just like a fun idea in the beginning at my headlining shows. But now it's turned into a whole album of shared experiences between me and the fans. So
your first album was really personal to you, but this is this is almost personal to your fans. It's their
album.
Yes,
it's very, very personal to the fans, very personal to the experience of the live show as well, because that's where we connect. And I think that's where people can really let go. I think it's such a special thing as an artist to be able to provide an environment for people to just forget about their lives for a second.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a really big purpose that us artists can fulfill. So I'm digging into that for this next
escapism
record.
Escapism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool.
Thanks.
Are you going to tour with this?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. We'd love to have you back in the UK.
Yes,
so hopefully.
I'll be opening for Luke Bryan and Brad Paisley and Sam. And then hopefully we're planning a headlining tour. I don't really know.
Very cool.
I just go where they tell me to go.
Well, come back here, please.
Yeah, I hope I do.
Thank you so much, Avery Anna. It's been brilliant catching up. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you back in the UK very soon.
Yes, thank you.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters. And we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.